B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me, I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time,
why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, LBF's on vacation this week, and Tracy Caruso is coming in to help us. And, of course, Brian's here, too. Looks like we've got a rainy day, a high of 67, and down to 65 tonight.
Yeah, some more crazy storms last night.
Wow. Just insane. Man.
There were tornado warnings down the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And the lightning... Woo!
Yeah,
some crazy some thunder and lightning last night.
A lot of ponding. If you're driving around, be looking for that.
Yeah,
if
I drove. From Manchester, New Hampshire, down here. So it wasn't a pretty drive this morning.
Not pretty.
Not pretty
at all. But thanks for coming, Tracy.
No problem.
Did you have breakfast this morning? That's the hard part when you're not used to doing mornings like you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I did have some breakfast on the go.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I got Aunt Jemima is selling pancakes in a cup now. This is if you have a desire for pancakes,
okay,
and you can't do it in the morning. Aunt Jemima just started selling pancakes in a cup.
So what, is it microwavable kind of thing?
Yeah, just listen. Oh, you just add water, stir, pop it in the microwave, and you got yourself a cup full of pancake. Now, they come in two flavors, buttermilk and maple. Also, buttermilk and maple is the same, and chocolate chip. How about that?
Ew.
Pancake in a cup.
I don't like the chocolate chip on the pancake thing.
I don't like anything in a cup. You know what I mean?
Really?
No.
Here?
You do the dessert in a cup.
Well, finish your bowl of coffee.
Yeah,
then.
That's it. That's the only thing I like in a cup is a cup of coffee. But yeah, eat a pancake out of a cup.
All right.
There you go.
I'd try it.
I would too. If you're going to bring it in, let's do it. So there you go. Okay, it's 5:38. Did we give away $1,000 yesterday? You know, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. Grand in 67 replay. That comes up in 10 minutes on ROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, she's really going out with him. So yesterday, Tracy, as soon as I left. After the show, you got out of Dodge. And
I'm kind of glad.
Are you glad?
She's like 2.5 feet taller than me.
at least. So you leave, and Brian and I are milling around. We look down the hallway, and it's packed with every guy who works in this building.
Oh.
I'm like, something's going on, Brian.
What's going on?
Something's going on, Brian.
Must be pizza, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we saw this lovely blonde vision coming towards us.
Okay.
And I'm like, she's familiar. I know who she is, but I can't put my finger on
her. All right.
Literally, until we got close enough, and oh my God.
It's Camille Costa.
Nice.
That would be Gronk's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And Sports Illustrated cover model.
Super model.
Cover.
So, cover model.
Look at Brian's
She made
face.
The cover?
Yeah.
Wow. That's big. So, Camille was in. She was with her friend, Rachel Rubin. I guess they're doing a show called Ignite Your Light, some event that's going to be on the 25th of August.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Details, we'll put that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's at the Parlor in Framingham. That's
okay.
The place Rachel runs. You can go to theparlor, PARLR.com.
So she was very, very attractive. So I said, I asked her for a photo, if you didn't mind, and she was fine with it.
Yeah.
She wasn't creeped out?
She wasn't creeped out.
No.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, you'll notice on the picture, Bob Bronson, kept my hands, one in my pocket and one pointing at the lovely Camille.
That was
Brian seemed a little closer.
Well, I just followed her lead. She put her arm around me, so I put my arm around her.
She put her arm around you?
Yeah.
She didn't touch me.
No.
No.
And what's really funny about this,
No, not at all.
Okay,
Sorry. I'm not in trouble.
What's really funny is, so LBF and Camille.
Right. I've heard.
She's like, I get juice at the same place as Camille Kostick. So we said, hey, Camille. Our co-host, she's always, running into you in Canton at the juice place, and she says, she loves getting the same juice. I love what she had.
Yeah.
Camille even said, I go there so often, they named a drink after me.
Yeah, you're good when you
Pretty
get your
good.
Wow.
No, she was nice. So, we didn't ask her. I was afraid to ask her, is Gronk coming back. I just didn't think I wanted to do that.
Yeah,
probably
I thought
should
it,
have.
I thought it would be awkward to talk about her boyfriend while she had her arm around.
Yeah, yeah, that would be awkward. Yeah, not good. But yeah.
She'd probably remove her
yeah.
arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
or
was,
he'd remove my arm.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's
right
true.
From the socket.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
he's a big man. So we didn't ask about that, but... yeah, check out the picture. Isn't she lovely, Tracy?
She's beautiful.
Very.
And she's doing some great things. So yeah. I'm glad you're putting up the Ignite Your Life
That's why
event.
We're doing it. Yes.
Yes.
Just
That's why?
We told her we get a picture. We will promote anything
it's a nice
you want.
Perfect.
So
body positivity event. It's very cool.
Perfect.
All right, let's take a look at sports shorts. I know the Sox won last night.
Yeah, this is brought to you by National Grid. Yeah, Sox actually won. They scored 7 times in the third inning. They ended up with a 9-4 win. J.D. Martinez had a 3-run homer, drove in 4. He looked good. So that's great. Erod. Allowed just 2 hits over 7 shutout innings. That's great, too. So the Sox play again with the Rays down at the Trop. They're 2 games out of the AL wildcard spot, the second spot there. Yeah, veterans report to training camp tomorrow for the Patriots. Edelman, he's going to miss 3 weeks with a thumb injury. Not great. And USA Basketball News, Celtics guard Marcus Smart has been added to Team USA. So that's cool.
Hey, good morning, Barbara. You say you were confused by the Facebook picture?
Yes, excuse me?
Yeah, so now what were you saying about the Facebook picture with Camille?
I was looking at the picture yesterday on the thing, and I thought it was the girl that's covered for LBF. And I was, and I even told her, kind of said to my husband, I go, boy, Brian feels pretty comfortable with her already.
Oh, see,
and I thought it was, and I thought it was the other guy, Tom's friend. Oh, Mom's friend, I'm sorry.
No, that was... That was Camille. Sorry, but Tracy, you could be
maybe
mistaken
we'll,
for it.
Sure. Maybe you know we'll pose for
you know
a
what
photo
we're going to do?
And we'll put
Barbara,
them next to each other.
Why don't we recreate that picture with Tracy, who could be her own supermodel.
Oh, yeah. Just okay.
We're going to be a little height challenge, but other than that.
We'll get something for you to stand
I need
on.
Something to stand on.
Yeah.
Barbara, it sounds like you wouldn't want your husband draped around Camille like Brian was.
No, I have to say, my husband and I go to Hooters all the time.
go to Hooters.
You go to Hooters?
Oh, wow. Yep.
They have great wings.
Yeah, he's there for the wings. Right, Barb? He's there for the
Thanks,
wings.
Thanks, Barbara.
6:24. All right, Tracy, let's go take that picture. You'll be right
okay.
next to Camille.
Right.
She's got nothing on you. Nothing. It's 6:31 and 64 degrees in Boston. Rain just going to be off and on today. Yeah, it's a lot of some ponding, so be on the lookout for that. You know
sure.
how it goes. Lots of rain.
Yeah.
So a new survey came out. 40% of U.S. Americans regret their life already.
What do you mean?
They regret their life wow. already. They're not even dead yet, or even close. They surveyed.
is that when you're supposed to have
Boy.
The regrets?
Yeah, you should have it yeah. in your deathbed. Yeah. Right.
They wouldn't have answered the survey,
God.
Bob,
yeah.
if they
okay.
weren't.
Checkpoint. Gotcha. Okay. So here are the top 5
okay.
life regrets. I'm doing this Casey Kasem style.
All right.
I start
okay.
from the top and bottom. Right.
Sure.
Go to the top.
Sure.
Number 5. Not being a better parent. Wow.
Oh,
absorb
I'm a,
that.
I'm a good mom.
My you're a tough mom.
Yeah. I'm a
you're
tough,
tough mom.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
kids are still young. I have plenty
right,
of time
good.
To be a bad father.
Here's one. nobody in radio regrets working too much. Yeah.
yeah.
I know, we're
that?
Laughing. Working too much.
Huh. Yeah. LBF's on vacation this week.
Oh.
Just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, not working too much. Number 3. Not spending enough time with their family.
Mm.
Okay.
Kind of goes hand in hand with
that. We all wish for that, don't we?
Well, that's
not
number 3.
A regret.
I don't know.
Just...
I don't really know your family.
Number 2.
Well, not my family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Not taking care of your health.
No,
that's a big regret.
That.
Just letting things slide.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'll regret that someday. And the number 1 regret. Do you want to guess? Any guesses?
Probably not eating the dessert.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Not traveling okay. more. Not traveling
yeah.
more.
Yeah, well, I want to do that a little later, so hopefully mm-hmm. nothing happens to me.
Hopefully you don't regret it later.
Don't regret it. So I have a couple life regrets.
All right.
Number 1, I wish I learned to golf earlier in life because I suck. Mm. And it'd be great if I was a better golfer because when you go out with friends and you're always the 4th worst, it's not fun. So
yeah.
I wish. So teach your kids now while they're young.
I think I regret, you know, a couple, like not applying myself in school.
Right.
But, you know, that's how I ended up in radio. And then, like.
Well,
not,
you're not working too much, so that's
not
good.
Not investing when I was younger. Like, properly. Oh. Learning about money when I was younger. I'm not going to pass any of that along to my kids either.
No,
but,
not too late. Tracy, what are your life regrets, Jim?
You know, I can't say I've lived a perfect life, but I don't believe in like having all these regrets because I'm really happy where I am now. And I feel like if things were done differently then, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Man, that's great.
So
no regrets.
Oh, I know you're made mistakes along the
way. Oh, you have. I've known you a long time.
Yeah,
yes, definitely
have. Don't mention that.
Okay, another one. Here's another life regret.
What?
I wish I paid more attention in shop class back in the day.
Okay, so see.
That's a life regret. I mean, plumbing, electrical.
But you can still learn it.
Well, yeah, thanks to YouTube. Yeah, so I can do that. But yeah,
I don't
shop
know how
class,
to change a tire.
See, that's terrible. Today would be a good day to learn.
No.
You're right out there and just try
my hair.
Life's regret. Bad
regret.
Hair day.
Okay.
Anyway, so, you know, that's just a life lesson. All right. Her name and number is not on any bathroom wall anywhere. It's Tracy Caruso.
I got a Sharpie and I crossed it out of
oh, you
all
did.
Of
good, good, yeah. Boom, good.
Dirty Laundry brought to you by Subway. Has it been too long since we've seen Matt Damon and Ben Affleck star in a movie together? I think so. I've got good news, though. They're going to write and star in The Last Duel, and it's got them going medieval on each other.
Oh, I like that. Is it a comedy or a serious? Or
I think it's going to be more on the serious
side. I like that better. Yeah, let's do it. That's a
so it's not
song.
Good Will Hunting 2?
No. No, we're talking medieval
awesome.
Time, guys. Hey, Tom Hanks will be your neighbor this Thanksgiving. The actor channels Fred Rogers in an adorable first trailer for the upcoming film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It was released yesterday, the trailer. It hits theaters in November. I am very much looking forward to seeing it.
It looks so good. I watched it yesterday. It got a little dusty.
I got a little teary-eyed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fred, see, I'm telling you, if Tom Hanks pulls off this role, then he might be our greatest actor.
Tom Hanks, National Treasure?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but if he pulls this off. I mean, Fred Rogers.
I think he can do
Mr.
it.
Here's a snippet of it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Sounds a little Gumbish. Like Forrest Gump please singing it. It's a little Gumpish.
No, I love
my neighbor.
It took me a minute of watching the trailer to kind of buy into it a little bit. I think I could buy into it for the movie, and I feel like Tom Hanks is probably, or Mr. Rogers is probably the only person who's nicer than Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
But it sounds a little Gumpish to me, but that's okay. Yeah. You see it first. You let me know.
I think it'll be good.
All right, Tracy, what
by
else
the way,
you got?
You can see the trailer. It's posted at WROR.com. Queen's music video for Bohemian Rhapsody has passed 1 billion views on YouTube. The band celebrated by releasing a remastered version of the video, and they announced a new project where fans will be allowed to help create 3 user-generated videos. Bohemian Rhapsody is the first music video released before the 90s to reach 1 billion views.
That's amazing.
Yeah. A lot of views. It's a good video.
Yeah, and do you remember the name Amanda Knox?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got in some trouble in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting married, and this is kind of weird, I think. She's asking people on her wedding website to chip in for the, quote, best party ever. Let's face it, we don't need any more stuff, she and her fiancé wrote on their wedding registry portion of the site. What we do need is help putting on the best party ever for our family and friends. So instead of a traditional registry, we're asking for donations towards the cost of the wedding. They write, whether you're attending or not, all are welcome to donate to specific costs or a patron level.
There's different levels of donations.
I want to be on the napkins.
Right, she's either a genius because this might be a new trend or super cheap. I can't figure it out.
Well,
so she doesn't want any registry. So you're not going to buy her a toaster and any of that, a vacuum cleaner. She wants donations for the wedding.
Right. And she and her fiancé wrote a book of poems.
Okay. And you also
get say that.
No, you get a
book. But if
you, get
you
the
donate,
book.
You get a copy of the book of poems.
All right. Let's take a quick poll. Is she, is Amanda Knox
nuts?
Or is she nuts?
A little nutty.
Yeah. Seriously, is she crazy or is this a new trend that you could support?
I don't know.
You're,
I,
you, You don't want to do it?
No.
I'd rather give a toaster oven or a guacamole bowl because the rest of us,
ooh,
right?
I need a guacamole bowl.
Well, salsa dip and chip is almost what you really need.
Good idea.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
LBF's on vacay, Tracy Caruso sitting in for LBF. So I think Thursday it's minicamp for the Pats, right? It begins. So Tom Brady, all he's going to do is answer questions about.
Oh, give me a break.
I wish they would stop calling it cliff diving. It was a cliff jump. Okay, it wasn't like he's
wasn't
taking
it only
his
like
kid.
10 feet.
It looked like that. He's got more grief yesterday, and it continues. So that's all he's going to
do. Every offseason, he gets in trouble somehow.
It's always either a cliff or whatever. So so he's going to be answering those questions Thursday, right? So we thought, what are some of the things that you did as a kid or maybe your parents did with you as a kid that you would never do now or couldn't get away with it? So I remember when I was about five or so, we were at some neighborhood pool. And I was scared to go in, and my dad kind of gave me a shove.
Right.
And there I went. And, you know, I had to, you know, swim my way, doggy paddle back to the, to the side of the pool.
I don't have
Could
a
you
problem
imagine
with
doing
that
now?
Wow.
You
know.
He would be arrested now.
I
mean, yeah, he was, you know, it was a shallow end, but, you know. But it was
here's the
if
difference.
If you did that now, we'd be arrested.
Here's the difference. Yeah. Just don't put it out on social media. And
that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
so anything,
that's the problem.
I know.
Tracy, anything in your...
Well, mine was similar to that. My parents put in a pool, and I had, the arm bubbles at the time.
Yeah, the swimmies.
The swimmies, whatever you call them. And I put on my goggles, but not my arm bubbles or swimmies.
Yeah.
And so my parents were like, Tracy, you have to put on your life jacket or whatever. And I said, no, I have my goggles.
You thought that was going to do it
for
you.
And they said, no, you have to put on. And I was being a little brat. And so they said, fine, go.
and the goggles
do not make you float.
No, they know that. No. Not
I learned
for long.
To swim very quickly.
Well, there you go. You also had a funny story you were telling us about washing windows.
Oh,
boy.
Come on.
Yeah. So,
the statute of limitations is up.
Yeah,
mom's
going to be okay.
Sorry, Mom. I'm sharing the story. She would put me out the second floor window so that my feet were inside the house, but my backside was outside the window.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would close the window down onto my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
She would hold my ankles, too.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
she didn't
that's
leave
good.
The room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she would give me a bottle of Windex and a paper towel.
That's great.
And I would clean the outside.
Did Mom
windows.
Not have a ladder?
Sure.
You were the window monkey.
I thought nothing of it until I started telling other people, and they were like, she did what?
How old were you?
18, no, I'm
no stop it.
No, I was young. Probably,
young kid, right?
I was a young kid. Just elementary school.
She put you
as soon as you were, old enough to reach the top of the window.
Right.
I would imagine it would be okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Any, Brian?
Well, you know, like when I was a kid, and I don't think I'd let my kids do it now, like rope swings, kind of.
Over water? Or?
Yeah, out over water.
Oh, that's a blast.
I had a friend who had a horrible rope swing accident, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do any rope swing stuff anymore.
It. You don't even let your kids ride the bike around the neighborhood anymore.
Well, it's funny? My wife was just talking to some friends, and they were amazed that we let our son, Sam, who's nine, like ride kind of down and even out of our sight, like around the block with buddies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of them. They're so much harder to kidnap as a group.
That's the idea, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like
know.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's like the Stranger. They're out.
Yeah.
They're raising a ruckus. They're, hanging out at the mall. What's the problem?
All right, so what are some of the things you did as a kid that you wouldn't let your kids do today, right? And that's one of them, riding bikes, walk to school.
Sure.
All right.
Let's walked quite a distance.
Yeah. What bus?
Oh,
no
exactly.
Bus. Get out and walk, right. Kid. It's 7:16. Let's see. 617-931-1057. Anything that you did as a kid that you would not let your kid do today? We're all hypocrites. Now, are we not?
Yeah.
Backseat.
Absolutely.
No seatbelts.
Sure.
What's the problem? Right. It's good.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And we're having fun today talking about the things that you did as a kid that you would not let your kids
do. You know, speaking
do.
Of crocodiles, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a call about alligators.
Okay, Allie. Okay, the alligators. What's up, Allie? And your name is really Allie.
Well, my name is Alexandra, but my name is Allie.
But your last name's not Gator.
Not Gator.
Okay. No.
All right, let's hear it, Allie. What's yours?
So I actually grew up in Florida, and my best friend lived on a canal. So we always, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood, we used to go tubing. We used to swim the canals, and all of our parents were, of course, like, you guys can't be in there. There's alligators, you know, don't do that. And, you know, I feel like we saw them in there from time to time, but never, you know, really thought about it. But now, as an adult, when I bring my children to visit my dad in Florida, I mean, you see them everywhere. And I'm mortified that, you know, I never listened to my parents, and I would never, ever let my kids go swimming in canals.
That's good, Allie.
Yeah, that's no kidding. That's like when I'd visit my uncle in North Carolina, and he's like, hey, you want to go canoeing? We're like, sure. And he gets the canoe and some paddles and a shotgun.
Yeah.
Like, what's the shotgun for? Well, in case the alligators come by. I'm like, oh, wow.
Who needs
exactly.
an orc? Thank you, Allie. You're a good mom. Okay. All right, we have Paula. What was it that you would do as a kid you would not let your kid do today?
Hi, good morning. So we had, when I was a kid, we had a long driveway, and at the end of the driveway was a barn. And my dad had a Jeep, like a Jeep Wrangler kind of Jeep back then, and it had headlights that was picked up above the hood. So when my dad got home from work, he would beep the horn at the end of the driveway, and my sister and I would run out and sit on the hood of the Jeep with our legs wrapped around. He would wrap our legs around the headlight, and my father would step on it.
Step on it, right?
Oh, my God.
Right before he got to the barn, he would slam on the brake.
Oh, just for adding.
Right, yeah.
Just see if you could hang on.
Nice.
How old were you, Paula?
Oh, probably 8, 9.
Just having a blast.
Good times.
Yeah, we got to be careful here. We're not going to.
There were fewer toys then.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what we did for fun, Paula. That's great.
That's
so the question is, would you do that with your kids?
Never.
No.
Never.
Thank you, Paula. What was that?
See ya.
See ya, bye, Paula. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. And then he stepped on it. I like that. Just
on it, Dad.
This is fun. We'll take a few more calls. 617-931-1057. Things you did as a kid you would not do with yours. We're having a lot of fun today with this this topic, guys, which is, so Tom Brady just decides to take his little girl Vivian or Vivi for a little bit of a dip, you know, off a cliff. But it was a small cliff, but they had fun. And now he's getting all kinds of grief. So we thought, well, what are some of the things your parents did or you did that you wouldn't let your kids do? So we're having a lot of fun today. So we got Dave. What do you say, Dave?
Yeah, so confession. So probably about a year after Caddyshack came out, a couple of us were young and full of liquid courage, and we decided a reenactment of that scene in the thunderstorm was in order.
What?
And, so a couple of us, I don't think we got.
You golfed in a thunderstorm?
Well, it was just raining heavily. We didn't know it was going to turn into a thunderstorm, but it was really windy, and we just thought it was.
The heavy stuff's not going to come through for a while.
Yeah.
I think we can play it through. It was the right thing to do. So we got out there until that first crack of thunder before the first hole was over, and we were running out of there so fast.
Yeah, good move. Back then you could run, though, right, Dave? That's the thing.
So the kids who are listening, don't drink and play golf.
Well, I don't know about that, Dave.
Good advice. Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Jim, what do you got?
So I grew up in Bedford, and by Fond Lake, there used to be one of these old water towers, and one of these, you know, wooden cylinder kind of things at the top, and we used to climb it. And look down into Hanscom Field at night and watch the planes taking off and landing.
Just up there in the water towers.
Hang out.
I would kill my kids.
Yeah.
If they ever did anything like it.
Isn't that funny? Why? Man? Yeah. It's so funny. All right, Susan, you used to hitchhike? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. My best friend Juanita and I grew up in Malden. We're now 65. We used to hitchhike to Nahant. We used to hitchhike everywhere. I would never let my kids do that.
Could you imagine?
How old were you when you were doing that?
We were teenagers.
Teenagers. That was the 70s.
High school.
It had to be the 70s, right?
Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yes. Early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet anyone interesting that you recall?
We met some interesting characters, but nobody that ever, thank God.
You lived, but you never had your kid do it. Never.
You're calling us now, so you were never.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Susan.
All righty. Joe, what was your what would you do as a kid that you would never let your kids do today? Joe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what is it that you did that you wouldn't let your kids do today?
I lived on a dead end growing up, and we used to tape matchbox cars to bottle rockets, and one person would stand on one end of the street, one person would stand on the other, and we would light the bottle rockets and try and have head-on collisions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Matchboxes were fun.
Wow.
You're like Sid from Toy Story.
When we started out, that was just the bottle rockets. And then we realized that if you snap the stick off, they no longer go straight.
Oh, that's
and
much
what
more,
happened? They just
much
go
more fun.
So they would
anywhere.
Go anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know, into the neighbor's houses.
Oh, that's
great.
Into cars.
Oh, no.
All right, Joe.
Wow. If I hit you with a firework now, I'd probably break his fingers.
You break his fingers, right?
Nice.
That's the way that goes.
Right.
Thank you, Joe.
Good.
See, that's what the thing is, right? We're a bunch
nice that he's turned into a good parent.
Either we're smarter or hypocrites or both. I don't know.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Tracy Caruso in for LBF this week, dish in the laundry. What do you got, Trace?
Well, Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Subway. Has it been too long since we've seen Matt Damon and Ben Affleck star in a movie together?
Yes.
I love them together.
How long has it been?
It's been a long time,
well,
Bob.
Was Good Will Hunting the last thing? It can't be.
No. Dogma.
I don't remember. Went anything good.
Well,
all right, moving
listen,
on.
I've got good news. They're going to write and star in a movie called The Last Duel, and it's got them going medieval on each other. Now, it looks like it's going to be a little dark. It doesn't appear
so it's not
that it's going
Good
to
Will
be a
Hunting
comedy.
To the Duel?
No,
oh, okay.
This is medieval times.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, Brian actually sent this trailer to me yesterday to check it out.
You're
I'm
excited.
So excited. Tom Hanks will be your neighbor this Thanksgiving. The actor channels Fred Rogers in an adorable first trailer for the upcoming film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The trailer was released yesterday.
Do you want to hear him put
yes,
his slippers
definitely.
On? Okay, here we go.
Definitely.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
I think, wow. I think Tom Hanks is the only one who could pull this off.
Right, absolutely. The trailer is posted at WROR.com, by the way, if you want to check it
out. It's like a warm, hot cup of soup watching old Fred again.
I cried.
But,
you know,
excited.
Seriously, if Tom Hanks can pull off Mr. Rogers, he's probably our best actor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he can do it all.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis is probably, like, the best actor out there.
Yeah, he's too serious.
Very serious. He could not... Good point.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis could not play Fred Rogers. Mr.
That would
Rogers.
Be something
yeah.
to see.
Okay. I mean, he could try.
Yeah. I'd like to see it, actually.
He could try.
A different spin on that.
Woodstock.
Yeah.
We're going back a few years, obviously. But the town of Vernon, New York has dealt yet another blow to the organizers of Woodstock 50. Yesterday, officials denied another application to hold the three-day music festival at Vernon Downs. The festival is scheduled for August 16th through 18th. I personally know of a bunch of college students that really, really, really want to go. Unfortunately, at this point, they don't have a venue, so I'm telling my son he's not going.
No, he's not going.
Well, he can go Storm Area 51 instead.
Yeah, exactly. And Ed Sheeran, love the guy. When you spend close to $25 million on a house, the last thing you should have to endure is annoying neighbors, but that was happening to Ed Sheeran at his London home. So what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
He bought the houses.
Bought the houses.
On each side of him. So.
Brilliant.
That's it.
No more
and those
complaints.
Weren't cheap houses either. It's,
yeah,
it's
no,
good to be Ed Sheeran.
He spent another $5 million to buy the properties on either side of him.
I'm surprised you missed this story here, Tracy.
Oh,
are you
I'm
guys
sorry.
Are you fans of Chef Gordon Ramsay? You guys watch the show at all?
Oh,
any of his shows?
Yeah.
He raises my blood pressure.
Yeah.
But that's why I got to say, I love Gordon Ramsay. It's just amazing television because I think it's real.
Did you say it's amazing television?
It's amazing television. When he goes and like takes a restaurant over in 24 hours, sideways and flips it.
People cry.
He couldn't clean the studio in 24 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Again with the studio.
Yeah, right.
No one could.
I'll get to it.
All right, Gordon Ramsay says roasted guinea pig is delicious. But he quotes, "I can't feature roasted guinea pig on my menus here in the U.S. I'd be taken down." Yes, you would. So he's on, he says it's delicious. He tried it for the Nat Geo series Uncharted. Roasted guinea pig.
I had guinea pigs when I was younger.
How were they?
Were they roasted?
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Tastes like chicken.
Mom, what happened to Fluffy? Where's Fluffy, Mom? Wow. Eat your dinner. Be quiet. All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. That's terrible.
That got dark.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And this is Paula Siris from Salem, New Hampshire. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
So you are a letter carrier in Salem, right?
Correct.
That's my hometown.
Oh, good. Tracy grew up in Salem. That's nice. Maybe you delivered mail to
her house. Maybe she did.
Maybe you did.
Maybe.
Paula, today's the day you want to wear your pith helmet.
And I will.
You wear it, because this is rainy pith helmet weather.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a rain belt.
I'm going to
stop right there. Paula, are you ready to win $1,000?
I'd love to.
Here's how it works. Tracy is going to ask you 10 questions that our own LBF wrote before she left. How about that? Just to make it extra tough, if you
don't blame me.
No, don't blame Tracy. All right, if you you know how it works. If you miss one, just say pass. We'll go back if we have time. You get them all right in all 10 right in 1 minute. What do you get?
A grand.
You That's got right. it. So you're ready to go. Here it is, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
All up. When texting, what does ROTFL stand for? Spell radio.
R-A-D-I-O.
What year does Marty McFly go back to in the original movie?
Pass.
S-A-N is the airport code for what West Coast city?
San Diego.
What is the Italian word for bartender?
Oh, pass.
What year did Walt Disney World open?
1971.
What vehicle brand was the first to install brakes?
Ford.
What state is Brown University in?
Rhode Island.
How old was JFK when Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to him?
Any guess? 40. 40 what?
45.
Yeah, you were close. You were close. How'd we do, Tracy?
Let's see. She passed on ROTFL. That's roll on the floor laughing.
Yep, we got four right. That was good.
What year does Marty McFly go back to in the original movie? 1955. What is the Italian word for bartender? Do you guys know that one?
Barista.
There you go.
Yeah, just go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
What vehicle brand was the first to install brakes? Volvo.
You nailed the Walt Disney World one. I was impressed
that
with that.
Good. That was
very
good.
Absolutely.
Came close with JFK in Maryland. He was 46. Yeah.
Oh.
And you did spell radio correctly.
Yes,
thank
you did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
well, boy.
Oh, boy.
Paula, thanks for playing. Sure, you didn't win $1,000.
Nice try, though.
You did. You did great. I mean, you had some really tough ones there. Again, not $1,000, but how about a family four-pack of tickets to Boston Harbor's Cruises Sunset Sightseeing Cruise? Sound good?
Awesome. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah. All right. It's fully narrated. 90-minute tour introduces you to the lore and allure of Boston Harbor, both past and present. You got four tickets. Enjoy it. Thank you so much, Paula. Hang on, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. That was tough.
It was tough, yep.
But they don't, you know, we don't make it easy on you to win a grand.
I did not come up with these questions.
No, you did not. No. That's what LBF does for kicks.
Yep. She's a nice lady.
Nice lady. We had so much fun today talking about things that you would, you know, that you did as a kid that you wouldn't let your kids do now. So we have more folks calling in about that coming up. Don't forget, if you want to try to win a grand in 60 seconds, just do what Paula did. Go to WROR.com, register there. If we call you, you have a shot at $1,000. Well, over 1 billion people loved Bohemian Rhapsody on YouTube. Is that the biggest video ever? Is that what they're reporting?
No, from videos music that video. Were Bill made before in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's the first one to hit a billion.
Well, just people at work, nothing better to do but watch Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
It's because of the movie. Everyone went back.
Yeah, absolutely.
A resurgence.
We had a little fun today talking about things you did as a kid you would not let your kids do now. We're all parents in the room, so I guarantee you we were stricter with our kids than our parents were with us. So we took a few calls about things that you would have done.
Right? You know, a lot of public safety issues, I think.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, even, remember back in the day, there was the pickup truck, the Subaru Brat.
That's right.
Yeah, not just riding in the back, but they actually put seats
in the
pickup
bag. They're already there for you.
And it's like...
That was the Brat.
See, we just use lawn chairs. We just put the lawn chairs back there.
Well, you are a New Hampshire girl, so that's
much safer.
But no, that's where you'd put your Brat seat. Get in the back seat of that. Okay, ROR, how about you?
Let me tell you what happened to me when I was a kid, all right?
All right.
Oh, boy.
First of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
Secondly, my mother and my aunt were best friends and growing up, and my aunt had one of those old Volkswagen Beetles.
Okay.
And there was no floorboard, none. So they took us to the back seat, no seatbelts, no floorboards, and all we saw was the ground. We had to keep our feet up.
Oh, my God.
I'm 51 years old, and we still talk about it to this day. Isn't that amazing?
Where would you go in that car? Not the highway or anything.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We went to beaches, everywhere.
That's amazing.
We always made a joke about it. We had to keep our feet off the ground because we put our feet down. We lose our feet.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. There was no floorboards. Zero.
It was like the Flintstone car.
That's right.
That's exactly what it was. No,
oh, my God.
Not even a bit of rusty floorboard. There was nothing on the ground.
Wow.
Who did she know at the inspection bureau to get the car inspected is what I want to know.
Back in the 70s. I don't even think they had inspection stickers back then. You know what I mean?
I think they did.
I think
your mom knew somebody there. Is what that was.
My father was a police officer in the town, so they probably got
There's your answer.
This is back in Randolph. So it's crazy times, but it was fun.
Good
we still
call.
Talk about it today.
I bet. Good call. Thank you.
That's great.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Thanks for the call.
ROR, hello.
Hey, when I was a kid, my mom used to strap in my car seat onto her motorcycle with bungee cords and ride around everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
Bungee cord, the child seat?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had my mom had a motorcycle, so my car seat was strapped onto the back of it.
On your car seat was bungee cord on the back of a motorcycle.
Hey, I survived.
What's your mom's name?
Later.
We need to. Yeah, I'd love to talk to her.
I'm good. She's probably listening.
Yeah, she knows who she is. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Great call.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Yeah,
bye.
That was funny. ROR. Good morning.
Yeah, they were talking about things you wouldn't want your kids to do that you did when you were a kid.
That's what they're talking about.
What's your story?
Well, my brother and I, we were born and raised on a dairy farm, so we'd crawl up in the tree and push the branch down so the cows would come over and eat the leaves, and I jumped on the cow, and that cow took off and bucked up so high in the air that I came down like hand first, like I was an arrow shooting into the ground.
Oh, my God.
Lucky I didn't get hurt too bad. I broke my wrist. That was it.
How many times did you do that?
Yeah.
That was the last time.
Fun on the farm, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks for the call.
That would have been my last, too. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that was the reality.
Okay, you got to find fun when you're on the farm as a kid, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's be real about that.
Wow.
Good calls today. That was a lot of fun. Last call. Let's give... Who's on the line, Brian?
It's Greg.
Greg, you get last call for today's topic, which is things you did as a kid you would not let your kids do today. Go for it, Greg.
Yeah, it was around the time that Evel Knievel was making his Snake River jump, and we'd get out the cinder blocks and the piece of the planks of plywood, and we'd come racing down the street, and hit the ramp, and every time we made it, we'd move it a little further apart.
Of course you did.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's how you started.
Yeah.
And eventually it would land on the front wheel, and you go over the handlebars, and I'd never let my kids do that.
No.
Good idea.
Not unless they're bubble-wrapped. Then you let them do it, right, Greg? And trust me, there were no bike helmets back then either.
Oh, no, nobody did. What's a bike helmet?
No way. Yeah, fancy things. All right, Greg, thank you. Bye.
All right, take it easy.
There you go. Yeah, no, I didn't have any bicycle helmets back in the day.
No.
They didn't have such a thing.
No, if we thought we were going to be doing something dangerous, we would... get the duct tape and use a pillow on our forehead.
You duct tape a pillow to your forehead.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No wonder you didn't do that?
Yeah.
No.
It's just funny that the biggest hero of the day back in the 70s, early 80s was Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Right?
I had the playset.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
The camper.
Every red-blooded American kid did that.
Did you dress as him for Halloween?
Boy, you know, one year I think I might have.
You did.
Maybe we should do it this year.
Maybe I will.
No.
You Elvis? Evel Knievel.
Let it go.
Hey.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with Tracy Caruso this week for LBF and Brian. And yesterday... after the show, Tracy, just as you left, you went back home.
Mm-hmm.
You missed a Sports Illustrated cover girl.
Wow.
And football hero's girlfriend. That would be Camille Kostic. She was here yesterday.
I thought there was
a fire drill because everybody, all the guys were in the hallway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's either free food or a fire drill.
And one or the other.
Or a supermodel.
And then we saw, yes, it was a fire drill for Camille Kostic. She was great. So we didn't ask her about, I didn't ask her. Did you ask her, Brian, about Gronk? Is he coming back? I didn't feel I should.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't really ask her. But we did ask for a picture. She's very nice. And I just find it so funny. Because, LBF has this thing. She's like, you know, Camille Kostic and I, we're virtually the same person because we go to this juice bar in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Ruta, the juice bar
Ruta.
In Canton.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, I see her there all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Okay. So I told Camille. I said, our co-host, she's on vacation. It's her first day. And
does she know LBF?
She's always running into you at Ruta. And she says, okay. They named a drink after me there. I'm like, wow, you definitely...
Yeah.
So if you want to go there, you can
order the Camille.
It's got coconuts.
Yeah,
and
of course it
good
does.
Stuff in it.
LBF was funny. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah,
that's all good. Anyway, she popped in for a great reason. I guess that she's teamed up with the folks at Parler, and they're going to have a big show in Framingham coming up on August 25th. All the details are on our ROR Facebook page.
Yeah,
and you can see the lovely Camille.
Yeah, check out Parler in Framingham.
You'll notice one of us is a good husband. Kept his hands in his pockets and off Camille.
Oh.
You're looking at him, Brian. No, that would be me.
Oh.
That would be me.
Good job, Bob.
The thing was, I just followed her lead, and she put her arm around me, I thought, okay.
Her boyfriend is Gronk, just for the record, so
he's a fun guy.
Did you crop Bob out of the photo,
he'd like
Brian?
To.
I'm going to. Be my new profile pic.
Anyway,
thanks for asking.
Thanks for Camille. Yeah. If you're interested in her Ignite Your Lights tour, go to our Facebook page at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.